Good morning, folks. This is John Johnson, hopefully live on Radio Edutalk. I'm at the ACTS, the Association of Chartered Teachers in Scotland conference here in the Stirling Management Centre. Recording some stuff and talking to some people. We've just heard a rather wonderful keynote by Tim Brighouse, who I suppose trash neoliberalism, hard to say, easier to trash, I guess, in a sort of hilarious and brilliant keynote. And I'm now talking to Colin Morris, who some of you may know as CPD Scotsman, some of you may know as what's the other name, Colin, that you're going for now?
That's me outed. I'm now Scotland PL, which is an official Twitter account that you're very free to follow. But I would say only if you are an educator on GLOW, because I'll be talking a lot about what's happening in the professional learning communities in GLOW through that Twitter account. So I don't want to be disappointing people. I don't want to be spending all my time engaging with folks saying, why can't I get onto this link? It's official Twitter account for the Scotland Professional Learning Communities, Scotland PL.
Scotland PL. And this professional learning communities is pretty much your full-time gig now.
It's my baby. Talked to, I think it must be 2 or 3 years ago now, and I work for Education Scotland at the moment, but I used to work for an organisation led by at CPDC. John's giving us a wee tune here, by the way. That's what that was, nothing to do with me.
Yeah, I'm just checking that the people out there can hear us, Colin.
Right, okay, I'm out there live. I used to work for the National CPD team, whose work has now been subsumed into Education Scotland. And that was led by Margaret Alcorn, also known as at CPDC. And Margaret very much instilled in me that this technology is only another way to improve the lives and learning of young people through professional learning. As at that time, it was known as CPD, still is for most people, but there is a change. You'll see there's a seminar going on right now with Graham Logan and others who are taking people through that kind of movement from continuing professional development to professional learning. So we've refined a model, and the model's not fully refined yet. It'll keep on growing, but essentially what we're trying to do is connect people, to allow them to share practice with each other, share mainly professional learning, but also a place for them to share resources for learners. We also put on a number of professional learning opportunities. One of the big successes, I think, was just before Christmas, when over 900 Scottish educators took part in a GLOW TV event about interdisciplinary learning in the primary. So, you know, there's an appetite out there for that kind of stuff. But above all, in our learning communities, we have this section we call Change, where we ask people to publicly declare how they're going to change their practice, what they're going to do it, and when will they do it by. So it's putting a kind of deadline on the dreams. And if they use that system, then we'll help them, we'll remind them, we'll support them, and other people in the community support them. So that's the latest version of what used to be called CPD Central.
Pretty concise, Scott, Colin, and obviously I've looked at the GLOW site, and it is looking very nice. And it's interesting. I mean, I've been involved, obviously, in some people could call it online CPD. I would probably call it faffing about on the internet for a number of years. And we originally had a sort of people who were techie or geeky or, you know, all the rest of it, who got involved in this. And what it now seems to be sort of spreading out, I think. There's people who are not sort of focused on ICT or have that as a main interest. But we're using ICT as a method to connect people.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it doesn't really matter. I think what's important is that people are seeing that to get their professional learning, more people are taking charge of their own professional learning. So someone like yourself, John, and a number of other people have been using the internet for a long time for professional learning. Twitter itself caused an explosion. You've now got communities like Pedagoo, you've got CompEdNet, and these are all linked to on our GLOW professional learning community. I suppose the difference between ourselves and these communities is that I'm not that sure that every educator in Scotland is ready for full-on online engagement with the whole world. It's just my thought. I mean, we've got some like 1,600 odd members in the professional learning community on GLOW. So there's a fair chunk of people who I think are beginning to get a wee bit more comfortable talking to Scottish educators, and we would like to just open up the gates, and I'm pretty sure we will. You know, I think at mm-hmm. some point we're going to get to a situation where somebody says, why are we keeping this to Scotland? You know, but over the last 3 or 4 years we've had a lot of private communities in Glow, shall we say, mm-hmm. that didn't flourish because they were private, they were too small to survive. So we flattened the structure of one big community using tags to share across different specialisms, and we're getting there, but it is a journey. And I think the tools that will appear in the new Glow will take us further forward even more again.
So do you see this, you're saying, opening up to people in other countries? Do you see, like, at least part of the community moving outside the walled garden, like being open rather than having to log on to get into this system? Can you see it moving to a more open system where you can get at least some of the content without being a member of the community?
I think we can already. Certainly the CPD team have always had that notion. If we could publish it on our blog, we did.
Mm-hmm.
If we could Vimeo it, put it on Vimeo and put it on, but we did do that. And we only put it on Glow in circumstances, for example, there are people who are quite happy to do a talk, for example, at an event, knowing it's going to Scottish educators. They might be showing stuff that involves kids' work and so on. They kind of get permission to put that on the internet. So that kind of stuff does appear in Glow. And we've also got this, we didn't get a lot of success, to be quite honest, I know, in terms of our blogs and comments in our blogs. Terms of getting a discussion going around that particular bit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if this. I think people are actually dropping away almost from commenting blogs now, and there's a few interesting developments, but I think there's this, and I'd be interested in what you think, the sort of tension between, there's only a few people still, percentage wise, in Scotland actively engaging in CPD outside, say, their own establishment, or the ones that come from top down. There's only a certain people who are going out and looking elsewhere for something. So there's a small group of people. But that's one tension, is how do you get all the other people into this big pond, or potentially big pond? But there's a sort of tension with that, is once everybody's in there, it's going to be really complicated. There's going to be so much noise to signal, and we're going to have to work smarter.
We're getting into quite a complicated debate here, but certainly as the professional learning communities move forward, one of the key things for me is this idea of endorsement. That when someone shares or someone uploads a learning opportunity for professional learning, excuse me for having blinkers on, but I'm worried about professional learning at the moment, and then people always say, well, what about the Waynes? The research shows that it's about the teachers, and the more we can help teachers, you know, develop themselves, because you can't. I like to say, if you want to change the world, change teachers, but it's not true. You've got to let teachers develop and create the circumstances. So forgive me having the blinkers at the moment, but in terms of professional learning, I think we have to go where the learning takes place. So if people learn at a school level, our online community should be a school community. If they learn at a local authority level, or today we're at a national conference, our online community should reflect that. But no matter where the learning takes place, the sharing happens nationally. So that by adding a tag, I can be sharing in, let's say, Ormiston Primary in East Lothian. But adding another tag, today's tag is CT Scott, I'm also sharing with the Chartered Teachers Association, they're having their conference today. So it's building things at a local level, but that face the whole of Scotland. And then I think we're in with the wind, as my mammy used to say. You're in the system, you're meeting the needs of head teachers who say, what professional learning's going on in my establishment, but at the same time we're meeting the needs of a much wider group of people just by the use of tags. So that's the vision, and I started this conversation about endorsements. When we get that noise, and I pray we get to that noise, you know, that people are sharing those classroom resources, they're sharing their own professional learning, they're adding intentions to change their practice. A flood of that stuff going on. So how do we make sense of all this? It's at that stage then we need an endorsement mechanism that says, I used this resource and this is the impact it had on my pupils' lives and learning. So it's that impact endorsement that's crucial. It's not a tweet, I'm putting my thumb up here, right? It's not a like in Facebook, it's not a retweet. It's not enough impact for me, you know. It's not counting the number of likes and retweets, it's count the number of educators who have endorsed this resource because of the effect it has on the lives of young people. We're a long way away from that, but, you know, and I think, and one of the reasons I'm in GLOW is because I think GLOW is here for our lifelong learning. I'm not that sure where Twitter and Facebook are going to be in 10 years' time, but I think the platform that we have just now, we can't afford to throw away. It will evolve, it will emerge, it will have Web2 technology, around about the time Web3 technology is coming in. I'm sure of that, but it's there for the duration, and that's why.
You're doing. You
know, if we could face the whole world, we would face the whole world, and I'm sure we will.
Brilliant. Just to sort of round up, you said you know, you weren't talking about teaching kids, you were talking about professional learning, and then you said we've got to follow the learning.
Mm-hmm.
And that, does that not just completely parallel what people should be doing in classrooms? So when you're talking about CPD, people learning together, mm-hmm. is a model for learning.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
we're never actually, if we're discussing our professional learning, we're also in a conversation about learning.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just another facet of learning, there's no doubt about that, but what I want to add is an online dimension to as much of that professional learning that happens as possible. There's nothing better than what we're doing right now, sitting having a conversation,
mm-hmm.
But we're enhancing it by putting online broadcasting live and making a recording available. There's conversations going on in this place right now where the Stirling Management Centre folks, and we're not capturing them.
Yeah,
you and me are in here, we're not capturing them, they're not being captured. If we could enhance every face-to-face event, if we could take the learning rounds, if we could take the chartered teachers professional inquiry, if all of these things were enhanced by online technology, we would have a wonderful resource to work with, and I think we're getting there.
We're starting. Okay, thank you very much, Colin.
It's a pleasure.
If you're listening, folks, if you're listening live, there'll be more from here, where we will hopefully be joining in with some of the activities around here, and I'll be trying to catch up with other presenters and things like that. Okay, thanks for listening.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Colin.